Chapter 12. The wall of roiling, pale-green alchemical fire crashed over them, lifting them from their feet and hurling them back. Saw Talgrom bellowed as he was smashed against the mountain with bone-shattering force. His cries were lost in the deafening roar of the poisonous inferno. He could see little, the white mist and pale flames surrounding him, though he caught glimpses of legionaries being tossed around like the playthings of cruel gods. It was like being in the grip of a fiery cyclone, though the winds were made up of the strongest corrosive chemicals ever devised by man. Loth and his recon squad were the first to perish, their stripped-down armor the least able to resist the toxic winds. Their plate dissolved upon their flesh, consumed by a fierce, burning coldness. Skin and muscle tissue turned molten, and bones burned as meat slipped from them. Helm lenses shattered, and eyes and brains were liquefied, burned out within their skulls in an instant. Saw Talgrom felt the acidic burn as his armor seals gave way. The agony was excruciating, worse than anything he had ever experienced. His face already bore evidence of rad scarring and nuclear burns, but the pain of those injuries was as nothing next to the horrific sensation of the phosphex melting into his flesh. The blast wave was past them, leaving Saw Talgrom and his warriors reeling, stumbling around on the melting platform, their bodies awash with choking corrosive fire. None of them had escaped its rage. Half the legionaries were dead already, their bodies burning fiercely on the deck. Saw Talgrom's flesh was aflame, and he dropped to his knees as the tendons, ligaments, and muscles in his ankles and knees were consumed, his integrity seals finally giving way completely. His entire body was awash with burning agony, without and within. His muscles turned to fire. Both hearts began to blaze. His helm's grill dissolved inwards, and he inhaled the burning acidic mist, breathing it into his lungs. His visor lenses had been eaten away, and his eyes melted, running down his searing cheeks. He fell, writhing, agony searing through every nerve ending. His flesh was being broken down, eaten off his bones, flickering with pale flame. His armor was alight, being stripped back to its base constituents and devoured. The very air he breathed was poisoned fire. He struggled to push himself upright, but it was a battle that he could not win. His will alone was not enough. He fell again, and this time he did not rise. In his last moments, he thought of Volkar Breath. Better to die than to suffer that fate. Saw Talgrom and his companion, cloaked in a dark crimson robe and the hood drawn low over his face, strode down the umbilical corridor towards the waiting drop shuttle. A voice, authoritative and altered by a high-end vocabulator, called after them.
Halt!
The two word-bearers slowed and turned towards the voice.
Problem? Breathed Jarilek from the concealing shadow of his hood.
Saw Talgrom knew that he would be clutching his athame beneath his robe, ready to strike. Against those that approached, it would do little.
Maybe, he said.
A trio of custodians strode towards them, artery red capes and plumes flowing out in their wake. They came to a halt before the pair of legionaries, the bases of their guardian spears ringing sharply on the deck.
Yes, said Saw Talgrom.
His hand itched for a weapon. The faceplate of the lead custodian slid back, revealing the stern features of Tiber Acanthus.
You are leaving us, then, he said.
Oh, we are, said Saw Talgrom. Dawn has ordered all legionaries of the 17th within the solar system to Istvan. We go to join the muster.
Tiber Acanthus nodded.
You had some delays getting here? Servitor pilot failure?
On the Ornithopter, yes. A slight delay. An inconvenience, but nothing more.
The custodian's gaze lingered on the hooded and cowled figure of Jarilek.
Was there something else that you wanted, Sentinel?
Said Saw Talgrom. And Tiber Acanthus's attention turned back to him. His expression was severe for a moment, then broke into something only a little warmer.
Merely to wish you well, he said.
It has been an honour to know you during the years you've served within the system.
Saw Talgron removed his helm to look the custodian in the eye. The respect he felt for the sentinel was genuine. He extended his hand, and they shook in the old warrior manner.
Fight well, said Acanthus. May we meet again?
I feel certain that we will, said Saw Talgron.
The Stormbird descended, buffeted by the roiling eddies left in the wake of the detonation. It came in hard, and the writhing, cloying mists clinging to the mountains rose to meet it, reaching out with tendrils of flame. Jet turbines rotated downwards, and the gunship roared in under the deep overhang of the landing platform. Its clawed landing gear was not extended, the platform was no longer solid, but its assault ramp lowered, opening to the roiling tumult beyond. It hovered unsteadily in the air, shuddering and reeling as the white flames licked across its chassis and began to burn. Two figures, bedecked in flaming, cataphracty armor, stood awaiting it, a charred figure held between them. Half crawling, half limping, they staggered towards the gaping ramp, dragging the lifeless warrior. It was too much for the first of them. Even the immense, void-hardened cataphracty suits were not able to maintain their integrity against the ravages of Phosphex. He collapsed, and the last standing legionary on Percepton Primus hauled the charred body up onto the ramp alone, pushing it in before clambering up and collapsing inside. The Stormbird's vectored engines roared. Its hull was being eaten away now, where the gelid living flames had licked at it. It pulled away, its engines rotating, turning down towards the blanket of white-green death that was consuming the land below from horizon to horizon, and it rocketed skywards, screaming back into the upper atmosphere. Only once it reached the void was it given a reprieve from the Phosphex. Extended exposure to a cold vacuum was the only way to put out those flames once they had taken hold. In the Stormbird's troop bay, the Terminator-armored legionary held the burned husk of his commander, as all the air within was vented into the void. Then he collapsed, finally succumbing.
Infidus Diabolus, this is Stormbird AT-394, inbound on aft launch deck 15,
said Dal Ak from the cockpit of the gunship.
I need an emergency Medicaid crew prepped and waiting. Ready the apothecarian to treat extreme Phosphex and void sustained injuries. Priority Primus.
Well, there are no free Medicare units, Stormbird 8394, came the static-infused response. The apothecarian is already overrun with the influx of casualties.
I am bringing in Captain Saw Talgren,
Dal Ak said simply. There was a momentary pause, then the connection clicked to another channel. A new voice spoke then. Understood, Stormbird 8394. A Medicaid team will be ready and waiting.